Next on the old mole, Mole Larry Bolden. He'll review the novel Do Not Become Alarmed by Miley Malloy.
One can't have it both ways, and both ways is the only way I want it. So begins the first collection of stories I picked up by this very contemporary writer, Miley Malloy. Both ways is the only way I want it. Literally stunned by her writing, I reviewed the book years ago and then quickly read up everything she had written. Two collections of short stories and a kind of novel. Only kind of, because it was short fiction in a connected, concatenated form, and I think autobiographical. Coincidentally, I also began reading the nature nonfiction of her aunt, Ellen Malloy, especially her wonderful book Eating Stone, who impressed me even more than her niece. A wonderfully creative family, Miley's younger brother is the frontman for the Northwest rock band The Decemberists. Today's comments are directed toward Miley's newest book, Do Not Become Alarmed, which is an alarming title just on its face, and it is in many ways an alarming, gripping, and suspenseful tale. I want to say straight out that I think she should stick to short fiction, where her sparse and stark prose makes for riveting short stories, bare to the bone and so much we hear now stories, we ordinary people in urban settings, we ordinary people in rural settings. Unlike the utterly believable settings for her short stories, this novel I felt was simply too contrived and used a bit too obviously as a vehicle for delivering messages. Messages, incidentally, most of which I believe and agree with, about U.S. arrogance, about racism towards all people of color. But there is a heavy-handedness to the novel that keeps me constantly in mind of Malloy at the helm of the cruise ship on which her characters embark. The characters play their parts in putting a spotlight on the power of money and the privileges of sex and color, but I feel too often the immediate presence of the author backstage instead of letting the story itself drive the message. Since this is, after all, a mystery, I will not give away too much of the story. Suffice it to say that two American couples with their four children embark on a short luxury cruise down the coastline of Central and South America. It is a Christmas present and an escape from Christmas. While the early part of the novel displays primarily the extravagant waste of the cruise ships and the intense economic disparity between the passengers and the crew, the mystery element occurs well into the novel when the families decide to go ashore one day for an outing along with a South American couple that they met on board and their teenage son and daughter. While the men decide on a golfing experience, the women and children embark on a zipline adventure. Due to a not particularly believable set of events, a blown tire, a traffic accident, and a long wait for assistance, the women and children end up on what their guide says is a protected lagoon of river meeting sea to escape the heat of the day in relatively calm waters. A few moments of neglect by the adults and the incoming tide washes the children upstream and out of sight. And then the long, only sometimes believable series of events leads to the children being held by a drug lord, who the children have witnessed disposing of a body. This followed by miraculous escapes, train journeys, and a so predictable salvation for most of the children and the guilt-riven adults. Marriages are threatened along with the lives of the children. In many ways, I enjoyed this book. It certainly is a page-turner. My problem is that I have come to expect so much of Malloy. The spare and quick-to-the-point short stories deserve all the accolades they've received. In comparison, this novel seems somewhat inflated and long-winded. It is certainly worth a summer read, but those who have read her other works may find it disappointing. I've been talking about Miley Malloy's Do Not Become Alarmed. This is Larry Bolden for the Old Mole Variety Hour.